So I just want to take a couple of minutes just introducing the word that the Lord was giving to me this morning. You know, black and white. John and I were really talking even about the flyer. You know, the first flyer that went out, I just love the explosion. And you know, for those of you that saw that picture, it's like that was like the prophetic explosion of what I felt the Lord was going to do today and this year. There's going to be such an explosion. And then it was like, Lord, because I had two choices. And then I go, you know, this is also just that time of black and white, walking in the light. Completely in, no longer in and out and in and out, no longer sitting on the fence, no more allowing any area of compromise. He wants us to fully jump in. And we say that lightly and in a humorous way around here, but it's like that full submersion of coming into the deep things of God. And if you've ever struggled and you're just like, oh, you know, whatever it may be, I want to just share a book that's been helpful to me that, you know, whether it ties into just carrying things. Has anybody heard of Fenelon, The Seeking Heart? This is a really great contemplative type of book about surrendering your heart, coming into that quiet place, living in the present, just understanding the quiet leading of the Holy Spirit, letting go of anxiety. I recommend this if you're looking for a way to truly understand some of the things regarding the cross of suffering. Sometimes we want all the good feelings and never any suffering or any pain that Jesus experienced, but there's a full expression of the cross that he's given to us. And a lot of it has to do is just really putting self down, really putting that self-love down, being crucified with Christ and really allowing the voice of the Lord to speak to you, to tell you how the Lord truly does see you. You know, many people struggle with their self-identity and self-image and who they are and things that they've heard. But, you know, with reference to the voices, I'm going to just let you know that there are four voices. There are four thoughts that run through your mind. And it's a means of really learning to discern what those voices are and how to separate out the ones that are not God. And so the first one ties into the voice of logic and reasonings. So you think about, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds like God. Yeah, I think that's God. You know, I mean, we can miss it. We can be deceived if we don't learn to turn in and hear the voice of the Lord within your spirit. You've got to really, you know, Larue's also talked about when you go into that prayer closet, there's thieves that seek to prevent you. They sit at the gates from going into that secret place. But as you go into that secret place, he says, as you seek me diligently, As you seek me in that secret place, I will reward you openly. And that's when you know that when you hear that voice that comes with that rhema word, you know that it's coming out of the throne room. It's like spirit to spirit when you hear it. It hits your spirit. And sometimes you walk away and go, wow, that was good. And then sometimes you have to go back and hear it again because it was so much. You know, that's why even capturing it and, you know, when it gives you those downloads, even its bullet points, and then going back and filling it in later. So really, the Lord is looking for us to walk in truth and integrity of his spirit. And as he allows you to see some of the areas of frailties and weaknesses in the flesh, lay them down. He's going to give you courage this year to take a look at those things and really surrender them. Sometimes they want to rise up, you know, and we don't want anything but the resurrected Christ within us. Amen. So that's one of them. The second one has to do with the second voice, as you're learning to really discern the voice, has to do with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life. So think about that. You know, whether it had to do with relationships, you're like, oh, he's cute, you know, or he looks good. I mean, it goes for men and women. You know, it's like you think that, you know, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, those desires can speak to you, you know, and you can respond to that where your flesh is so alive, more alive than the spirit. We're looking for the spirit to ascend and the flesh to be put down. You think about that, you know, pride of life. It's like taking pride or credit for the things that God's doing in you. You know, it's like, no, I'm not going to take any glory to myself, Lord, because then you stay in that seat of humility. And in that, it's that place of humility that the Lord lifts you up to that throne room. There's just that place we want to abide and dwell with the Lord and stay in that unbroken fellowship. So that's the second one. The third one is the voice of the enemy. The voice of the enemy is going to be, it's not always going to be you, you're no good, you can't do this, you know, you're not as good as that. I mean, that's part of the voice, but also just, you know, it could be the I. I'm not feeling, I don't want to, or, you know, it's like the will rising up above the spirit. It's like that double talk. It creates a double mind, and you'll not profit in anything when that mind goes back and forth. But when you're single-minded and single-purposed, when you really allow everything to be shut down and just wait quietly for the Lord, you'll hear his voice. You'll begin to really hear, because it's not going to be in your, it's not going to be like mind. Or, and I mean, the spirit doesn't live in your mind. He doesn't live in your emotions, although those are blessings. Those are byproducts of the spirit, because he does want you to fully encounter him, body, soul, and spirit. And with your mind and with your will and with your emotions, but it's going to be deep within you. He says, out of the well springs flow the issues of life, out of the deepest part of your heart. And that heart center is where the Holy Spirit lives. And you just think about, as he brings it out, it's like drawing out wisdom from within, deep within you. So it's really learning to train yourself and hear by the Spirit when you are hearing God's truth and learning how to reject that the lies of the enemy, because the enemy is always going to look to break you down and tear you down, but the Lord's always going to lift you up and build you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So divine strategies and prophetic insights. The purpose of this is really just to release that over your life, because in doing so, you can experience more of that positioning before him, that you come into agreement with the prophets when they come up and the words of the leaders that are going to be releasing this over you, myself included. It's like coming into agreement and greater knowledge and understanding and wisdom of God. And even just some of those practical steps of how you really yield your heart to him. So this, the other thing I wanted to say that I felt the Lord was saying to us, and this is what he says in his word, John 16:13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, always invite Spirit of truth. Abide with that Spirit of truth. When that Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. You know, he's going to give you advance wisdom and understanding and knowledge before they happen. Anybody want a piece of that? Hallelujah. One of the things I feel also is a key for this year, it ties into praise. It ties into praise being the key to freedom, victory, and overcoming. When you see turmoil and darkness abounding on every side, you know, turmoil is that unrest and it causes restlessness in your spirit. Step back and say, Lord, let me see it according to how you see it. Let me see it in the light of your spirit, because Jesus isn't going to get distressed about anything. When Jesus is living inside of you, he's going to cause that peace that comes from deep within, and that you'll not be moved by the conditions and the circumstances out here. You'll be able to turn in immediately. Same thing with offenses. When there's opportunity for you to get offended or hurt, allow yourself to immediately go to the healer, that you not allow minutes or hours to go by. I mean, the Lord's pretty clear about not allowing you to go to bed with anger in your heart, because it does give opportunity for the devil. So we're going to keep those doors shut. We're going to prevent the enemy from having access to that place within us that is so holy and precious. That key to freedom through praise, immediate praise. Just think about that. Everybody say that with me. Immediate praise is the key to freedom, victory, and overcoming. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And the other thing I was seeing also is an increase in angelic activity. And I want to just give you the word of the Lord that ties into that, because Psalm 91, meditate on Psalm 91. Just kind of give yourself over to that. Psalm 91, we've read it probably 100 times, if not 1,000. Continue going into that, because there's such life and it's so comprehensive for the hour that we're living in. No sickness, no disease, no illness will come nigh your dwelling. That's what he promises us. So we just have to say, amen, Lord. I agree. I stand firmly on your word. And he's speaking to us as believers also about our health. the body on a cellular level, getting fit, exercising, working out, body, soul, and spirit. I mean, you want to close the door to the enemy and not give him any opportunity to have access to you. His angels charge over you. Psalm 103:20, bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word. They respond to God's word. God's not going to answer fear. He's not going to answer worry. He's not going to answer panic or desperation in your heart. He can't hear that. He's going to respond to faith, and the angelic activity around you, those that he gives charge over you, will respond to your word and what you, the words that you speak. So be really mindful. Just sharpen your awareness of the things that you're speaking and allowing in, because the enemy looks to bring erosion and bring you down into that pit. But the Lord has come to give you life, and life more abundantly. There's an excellency in his spirit. And the more you long for that, the more you'll be satisfied. So he's bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. And the fourth thing that I'm hearing, there's going to be greater focus. Greater focus in the things of God. When you have that focus, you find yourself so centered in the Father God's will. As you're yielding yourself, there's such pleasure when you give him pleasure and giving him that first place and that first love. That fire of his love is so consuming, and it does burn up everything else that prevents you and hinders you from having that close relationship with him. That focus. John 6:63, it is the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. Everybody say that. The flesh profits nothing. Put that flesh down. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Whew. Wow. Glory. So my prayer for you this year is that full surrender. That full surrender, that you experience the fullness of God, the fullness of his inheritance, the full access to the things of the heavenlies that he's put inside of you. You begin to draw out that arm, those legs, that heart for that person that has need of it. It's been set within you. The treasuries of heaven are within us. That wealth, transference, all provision, every need that we have is inside of us because he's placed that within. I mean, God owns everything. So how much more is he going to provide for your every need and strengthen you and give you that wisdom and richness of his spirit? Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his glory. Wow. Are we living a little bit beneath the riches of his glory? You know, it's like, Lord, let's just open up our spirits fully and receive the riches of his glory, the riches of his glory, to be strengthened. That's that dunamis, with might, by his spirit in the inner man. Nothing is impossible for those who believe. He says, fear not, only believe. And I just want to point to this little decor here on top of this cross. We believe, you know, I mean, this was like something Pamela brought out at Christmas talk. I'll leave it there. We need that belief. It says, fear not, only believe. Anything that may come your way, fear not, only believe. We won't even give that any place in the name of Jesus. So Psalm 27:14, I'm gonna finish with that word. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. That heart is the inner man, the inner dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I say, wait on the Lord, all you who hope in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's just give the Lord praise, won't you, with me? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. You're giving us divine strategies and prophetic insights this day. So I'm going to have, I'm going to invite Betty Jean to come up here and share. This woman of God has been walking with the Lord very, very, very long, long time. And I am just so thrilled to say that her husband, Richard, has accepted the ministry over the men. We're going to be calling him Papa Richard, and they're going to be launching their first men's meeting, a breakfast meeting for the men. Because the women are powerful, you know, we've been speaking about that for a while. The men, you know, they got to gather together and come together because they're valiant and they're warriors and they're powerful, and they cover us, and there's that protection. That's the man of God that I prayed in when I was single. That was what I prayed in when I got LaRue, ladies. So I prayed the word over him. And this woman here, she was one of the ones that was with him from the very beginning, her and Richard. And I just want to honor her for who she is. I have such an intense love. I'm going to cry if I think about it, because she was such a powerful instrument and teacher in my life with a evangelistic school all those years ago, and just deposit that fire and that passion for souls to be won. So I'm going to just let her release, because I want y'all to get all that the prophets are going to be releasing today. So just bless Miss Betty Jean today with me. Won't you just give her another round of applause, of appreciation for her life and all the souls that she and Richard have won. God bless you.
I was hoping to be last. I know. God has a sense of humor. He really does. When Anna first asked me Sunday about Sharon, there was something that had been on my heart for months. And when she did, the Lord just won't let me go on it. So I'm just going to share with you. First of all, I want to tell you, I think there's some incredibly awesome women in this church. I really do. I have met some full of love. Not that you don't go through trials and tribulations, because you do. We do. We're human beings, you know. We're spirit in a body. So these things do happen. But it's what you do with them when they come. And I'm not perfect, trust me. My battles are battles too. But the Lord brought me back to the Holy Spirit. I believe that this year, as women of God and women in this church, if we honor the Holy Spirit, the children will start honoring the Holy Spirit. The husbands will begin to honor the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we're not going to make it. We have to have His help. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, 15, and 16, and 17. He himself talked about the Holy Spirit. He said, I will send the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will send the Holy Spirit. Those are very powerful words. When you're baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the power in you to overcome anything set before you. And as you overcome, others will see you overcome. And they too can have that hope to where they can overcome. When the presence of the Lord comes in, and He does very often in here, when He is here, we as women, and it's very quiet because I think some of you know, but we have to be respectful of the Holy Spirit. As we're respectful of who He is, He will do miracles like you've never seen. This year is a year that we can receive what we've been taught, what we've seen glimpses of, what we've wanted to see. The Holy Spirit is well able to move even beyond disturbances, but you might cause the person next to you to not receive what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do for them. If you're talking to them during ministry time, if you're disrupting during ministry time, it is very difficult sometimes to not be excited when the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit is here. It's real easy to do if someone is talking to you and the move of God. The Spirit is moving. People are getting healed. They're getting delivered. They're getting set free. They're getting revelation from the Lord, because that's what He wants to do this year, and He's going to do it. With or without us, He's going to do it. If we, as women, start taking that place of submitting to the Holy Spirit, listening to Him of what He says He wants to do. When people try to talk to you or try to get you to pray for them or minister to them, and the Holy Spirit is moving up here, you know what I see sometimes in the Spirit? It's like I see Jesus come over here and go, I'll just go over here. And we don't want to do that. We don't want the person next to us to not receive what He has for them. And we want to receive. I want to receive. So what I do when someone is talking to me or trying to get me to pray for them or something, I'll just... And I'm not being rude. I want to hear. You know, my spirit, I might be listening. And if somebody is pulling and tugging at me, I can go out in the lobby and pray for them after service, or I'm going to prayer room or something. Let's set an example. I really believe that as we set that example, we're going to see a manifestation in here this year like we've never seen before. I mean, even in the back row, people will get healed, delivered, set free. But it's got to start somewhere. Why not with the women? They were the first evangelists, you know. You know. So that's what was on my heart.
That is a mother's love. And that was done so tenderly. But also there is an awareness that we all need. That's why I'm really looking to urge everyone to come 10 minutes early and really prepare your hearts. Do some of the fellowshipping out in the hallway. And one of the things that I had learned is, like, I like what she said, is like, you know, usually I'll go just a second, because sometimes people want to talk to me before service, and many of y'all have heard LaRue. It's like, you didn't say hi to me going down the hall. You know, oh my gosh, this is not a loving place. And I do. I mean, we want to do those embraces. We want to greet one another and love one another. But let's genuinely look to make it very quick. If we're here, come a little early, but we're going to be starting, you know, 10 o'clock. It's like, it'll be for those that are really just anxious to get in, because you don't want to miss out on anything. I know I don't, because the Holy Spirit's moving. And by giving that Holy Spirit full honor, Holy Spirit deserves, then the Holy Spirit will have the Father's will manifested in our midst. And it's just going to get greater and greater and deeper and more wonderful. Amen. Sharon, you ready? I'm going to have Sharon come up. Won't you welcome Sharon with me? We got some powerful people. And then I'm going to have Ann and then Kathy. Praise the Lord. Hasn't this been good this morning? I was just thinking the same thing that Betty Jean was thinking, is that how the women in this body challenge me. They challenge me because of the excellence that they walk in, that you all walk in, and the heart that you have for God. It's like, man, I just want to be all that God has created me to be. And that fire that you carry, it just, when we all get together, it just ignites. So when we come together corporately like that, like today and like the services, it's so that we can be strengthened. And because we're spending most of our time out in the world. But there's a time where we can come into the house of the Lord, like coming into the secret place of the Most High, and be strengthened by God. And during the worship at the end, I felt like I had eternity passing through my heart. And I couldn't stop weeping, because souls is on the heart of our Father. And I had this vision recently in a very anointed prayer meeting. And in this vision, I was caught up and I was watching the body of Christ go and pull the people out of darkness. We were on the offense. We were on the offense instead of the defense.
We were going in and pulling them out of sin. We were pulling them out of religion. We were pulling them out of bondage, of addictions. It was so powerful. And so this is the year, it's the Jewish year, the Hebrew year, 5775. It's a Shemitah year. It's a Sabbath year. It's the year that it says in Deuteronomy that they would blow a trumpet. And they'd announce freedom, 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 freedom. This is a year of deliverance. It's not a year of shrinking back. It says in Hebrews, if you shrink back, I will not be pleased with you. And there is this verse that the Lord had given me, and it really convicted me. His word can really convict. And it talks about, he was speaking to me over the holidays, and he was saying, is your faith passive or is it active? Are you passive or are you active? Say, am I passive or am I active? In order to inherit the promised land, when the Lord of Lords, the commander, appeared to them, he said, what? Be strong, be courageous. Don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it both day and night, that you may be careful to do everything written in it. We are the army of the Lord. And the book of Zechariah chapter 10 says that the Lord is making his people like proud, majestic war horses. And one of the words for this year is that he is restoring the house of Judah and the house of Joseph, the house of praise and the house of inheritance and blessing. We are going out as a glorious bride. We're in transition of the natural kingdom into the heavenly kingdom. And everything that we do, it counts. It counts for right now and for all eternity and for the millennial reign. So there's a positioning that's going on in the house right now. And we've got to position us ourselves in Christ, because the word says that we are destined to be conformed to the image of God. And the sons and daughters of God are getting ready to walk this earth. And some of the images that I had during the worship was, I had met a woman that had met with Jesus when she had died, and her children were interceding for her. She died, and it was her children that interceded for her, that she came back into her body and came back to life. She had a cancer. And in that period of time, she was in Houston, and one of the places he brought her to was the homeless people, and she was praying for those. But he brought her in front of the medical district, the hospitals, and he said, just put up your hand. And when she put up her hand, the hospital emptied out. All the people were healed. We are in a place of needing to position ourselves in him. We're joint heirs, but we're to be one with the Lord, so that like Esther, we're going to the courts of heaven. We need to be as familiar with heaven as we are on earth. So we need to learn, as Pastor LaRue and Pastor Anna have taught us, to go into our secret place, close the door, Matthew 6, and pray in secret, and he will reward us openly. But we're praying to get something on us, his glory, his substance, to be clothed with him, to be strong, mighty women of God. And he says in Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. So take authority over the distractions, the hindrances, the things that would keep you out of your prayer closet. And then let me give you just a couple of verses before I close, because we've got other people that are going to come share. But I wanted to give you that passivity scripture verse. It was so amazing. And it says in Judges 18:9, and they said, arise, that we may go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it's very good. Are you still? Be not slothful. Go in and possess the land. What it's saying is, what are you waiting for? Go in and possess the land. And you may be saying, well, what land do I need to possess? Well, what about emotional heaven? What about emotional or financial freedom? If this is the year of the release, the Shemitah year is the year of release. It's a year of blessings for those that are walking righteously before God, believing his word. But it also be a year of judgment. And on the end of every Shemitah years, there's the day of Yule, Yule 29. And historically, things have happened every 7 years on cycles on that day. So we need to prepare ourselves, be strong. We are not part of the Babylonian system. We are part of the kingdom of God. And so I just wanted to say a prayer for you before I turn the mic back over. But Father, right now in Jesus' name, say this after me. Say, God, give me a heart for your people. Give me a heart for the lost. Make me like you, Jesus, and fill me with the spirit of a conqueror, with the spirit of sonship and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Yeah, this is the most exciting year that we've ever been serving the Lord. This is what it's all been about. We've been training and been rehearsing for now, and we've been praying and seeking God and knowing and feeling his presence, and we've been continuing, and some of us haven't seen that much power in our everyday life break out, but we've set a pattern for our lives that we're walking in, and the power is going to be released this year. And this is the year for household salvation. And when I was 19 years old, a little over 10 years ago, I stood on the word of God in Acts 16:31. My pastor told me, and you shall be saved and your whole household. I started praying out for my grandfather to get saved because he was in the hospital, and that's how it all started. And all my family came in to the Lord, and we just continue to stand and see more. But this is the visual that God gave me for this year about household salvation. It's like, how many of you have ever been deep sea fishing on a boat with a captain of a boat? So you go, you're on this boat. It's not your boat, you know. It's like you're out in the water on a boat. That's like our life with the kingdom of God. God is holding us in our lives. He's protecting us from sickness and tragedy coming against us. And we don't realize it. God keeps us every single day. So we're on this boat. So praying for our household to be saved is like we cast the pole. And that is our prayer. We pray the prayer of agreement. We bait the hook, and we cast it. That's when when our prayer is answered in the Holy of Holies, right when our faith is released, our faith meets heaven, that is when the fish bites the hook. Okay? That is when the prayer is answered. It has been answered. But is the fish in the boat yet? No. We hold on to the pole. Okay? And that's our faith. We hold on to the pole. So sometimes we reel in a little bit, and then the fish goes out further, and it goes, and the fish goes out. And that is faith works by patience, okay? The fish is going out farther away, but we have the pole, right? God has heard our prayers. He's answered our prayers. But we still have to hold on to faith. We have to hold on to that pole. We can't let go of the pole. But it's not hard to hold on to the pole. All we have to do is hold on to it. And the fish is going out, okay? And then we start reeling, It's way out there. And we start reeling. And the captain of the boat backs the boat up. And all we have to do is reel, even though the fish is giant, it's stronger than we are. The boat backs up and we just reel. And then it's coming close to the boat. And then you know what happens? It jumps out of the water. And that's when faith works by love. No matter what manifests. We hang on to the pole. We hang on to love. We hang on to patience. Because we're hanging on to faith. And we hang on to confidence. Because by confidence, we shall be rewarded. We cannot quit. We cannot quit. And so we keep reeling in, keep reeling in. And then when the big fish gets near the boat, there are men on the boat that do all the work. They bring the fish in, and that's the perfect laborers that God raises up across our path, because we are not always the ones that will bring them in to salvation, because some sow, some plant, some water, and some bring in the harvest. But we've got to remember, if we let go of the pole, what is going to happen to that hooked fish? It's gone. It is gone. So we have to hang on to our faith and let God do all the rest. And this is the year of household salvation. I'm telling you, every one of our family members is coming in, because the word of God declares it in Acts 16:31. Hallelujah.
Wow. Shabakaya sonde. Hokoya sande. Whew, powerful. I have the keys. We have the keys. And I have such an excitement for Jesus. Like, it is so time for the Lamb to receive His glory through His people, a people called by His name, that I just want to just come out of my skin, because I have a passion, a fire on the inside of me that is just unquenchable by anything else but the Lamb. He is going to get what He wants out of a people. And we're the people that He chose for such a time as this, for us to be born in this now time, as he's walking among the lampstands and He's judging the hearts and the minds of men, of who is He. And we're a company of people that have decided to cast down every other lover, everything inside of us that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. He's tearing asunder. And if we're willing to give it to Him, if we're willing to say, I break agreement with every altar of Baal inside of me, because nothing else will satisfy but You, if we're willing to break that agreement, He's going to fill us with His glory. He's going to fill us with His fire. He's going to fill us with a sign and a wonder to our family, to all the earth. He's going to fill us, and we will be the people called by His name, a holy remnant. He said to me that it was even going to be greater than the books of Acts, what they walked in, because this is the end of time before the second coming of the Lord. The spirit and the power of Elijah, turning the hearts of the children back to the Father, turning a disobedient generation back to the wisdom of the just, and making ready a people prepared for the Lord. I'm not playing with this. We are people that we've seen just a glimpse of His glory, and nothing else will satisfy. The darkness that's going to cover the earth is a darkness that we have never seen before, but that also just as equally and even greater is the glory that's going to be seen in His people. We're going to be a bright light in the midst of a dark and perverse, crooked generation, but we will shine like a firmament, like a jasper stone. And he's cutting asunder. The Lord said this is for the body of Christ at large, that He's dividing a dividing line from the holy and from the profane, that there's no longer faltering between two opinions. Pick a team. Pick a team. And if you're willing to say yes to this inspection of your heart as you sit before Him, and you break agreement with every altar of Baal in you, that's when He's going to come and fill us. And we're on the precipice. This is the year that He's decided to say, take the keys. Let the Lamb be glorified in an overcoming company. That's not, and the thing of it is about us is that it's in humility. It's in meekness. It's in the bowing low before his throne and being washed with the water of his word. He said, who are these? These are the ones that came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the lamb. These are the ones that are before my throne day and night. This is what we do for entertainment. We seek his glory, love his will. We delight ourselves in his word. This is who we are. I don't know how to be anything else. I thought to myself, it used to be, I just wanted to seek him during the day. Now I just want to hurry up and do what I need to do to get back in my prayer closet. I'm just obsessed. He's so beautiful. And I see a generation dying around me, and it's not okay. And that this is the authority to where we're going to take back our communities and decree and declare the day of the Lord. The Lord's calling out to us to come out of Babylon. That heaven would become our source. The wealth transference has to come to where that no longer the Babylonian system is our source, but Jesus alone is our source. And this battle is moving no longer on earthly ground, but the battle is moving on heavenly territory. Heavenly, it's the supernatural we're going to see like never before. It can no longer be fought on this realm, the warfare. So we need to go up to the heavenlies and get heavenly strategies from on high and be on the offense and take the city, take the land. No longer are we going to be hiding in our houses, because either way, the battle is going to come to you. So we need to be one up. And how can we be one up as heavenly? To where the systems of this world, we can look in the face of darkness and say, ruler of this world, you have nothing in me. Darkness, you have no hold on me. Give them up. And he will. He'll have no choice but to bow to the name of Jesus. Why? Because there won't be no mixture. See, that's why the dividing line is coming down the whole of American church to where a people can withstand his glory. The fear of the Lord. We're going to see the fear of the Lord. I seen this place in a vision one time where that whole back wall was just, it wasn't there. And there was a wind. And every person in this place was laying prostrate. And they had, actually, I seen a 9-year-old boy on the mic prophesying the straight word of God over the people of God. And it was a child. And there's no way this child could have known this level of word. But it was just like a flood of the straight word of God he was prophesying over us. And this is where we are. It's supernatural. He wants us to ascend up to Jacob's ladder, daily to ascend to get the strategies from on high. And the veil has been so torn in two. The Lord showed me that he's taken us to the Mount of Transfiguration. And that as we say yes, like Hezekiah, and he tears asunder everything in us that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, as he tears asunder everything and fills us with his glory, then we've been like Jesus was, to the Mount of Transfiguration, and we come down like what? Like the image of Christ. The crucified life is what he's looking for. For us to pick up our cross and follow the Lamb. Jesus is going to be talked about. Not our anointings. Not who we are. Not our titles. We need the Lamb. We need the Lamb. And this is going to be a burning passion. You're going to see in the true from the fake. It's going to be so evident by what comes out of man's mouth. Who are they exalting? Who are they speaking about? We are a people that are called after his name, and we won't take a bribe, nor will we swear deceitfully. We're hungry for truth, and we're hungry for holiness, and nothing else is going to satisfy us. I'm sorry, I'm just a little passionate about it. And so after the Mount of Transfiguration, he was... If you submit yourself to this process, he said, then it will be the fourth day and it will be time to go get Lazarus. And that's when it's going to be glory, glorious in the camp of God, because we would have submitted to the process of yielding to the Lamb. And then the very nature of the Lamb is going to be inside of us. See, that's what he's going for. Not hit and miss with the anointing, but the very nature of who we are going to be transformed as we take the altar of self, every altar of Baal, and we dethrone it on the inside of us, and we say, we want the Lamb. Then he can fill us, and then we'll go about the city doing great exploits in his name. And so I just decree over you, I decree over this house, mighty warriors in the name of Jesus. I decree, Lord, we say yes to the process. We say yes to plucking out and tearing asunder everything in us that exalts itself above the knowledge of you. You're the one that we want, Lord. We believe that your glory and your power and your fire is coming this year. We agree, God, that we say, use our vessel upon the earth, that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we won't love our own life unto death. We want souls to bring you the labor of your suffering, that you would be satisfied. We are the people that you chose for this hour, called by your name. Father, I say in every woman here, let them be soul winners. Let them have a boldness. I release a boldness to decree, a boldness to declare, a boldness to say, get up, pick up your mat and walk. I just release that over us as a company of people, that there's not a shrinking backbone in you, but that you're so hungry for more. I pray a refreshing, a sustaining, I pray over our health, that we would be in perfect health and that our eyes would be fixed upon the Lamb. Father, I thank you that you will fill. I see a filling of the glory of God. I see the saints that have been saints, these mothers in this room that have been mothers for a long, long time. Who I see them just undergirding like a big eagle, undergirding many of the ones that are going to come into the house. Teaching them the ways of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord. See a fire. I see this house being a torch and it lighting little fires all over the United States, even abroad. I see it coming. I see the thunder of God, the fear of the Lord coming and us saying yes to the process. We say yes, Lord. Whatever it looks like, God, we want you. We want Jesus and nothing else will satisfy. We thank you, Lord, that this is the year that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it and decree your precepts and decree your word upon in the land of the living and watch you perform your word. We'll stand upon the rampart and we'll watch you perform your word. And don't shrink back. Don't say, oh, it's for those. Everyone, it doesn't take a prophet to hear from the Lord. We are the body of Christ, the whole body. You can hear from the Lord. He wants to use you. He wants to use you. He's looking at you. You are the one he's looking at. He needs you to go forth in his name. There's no superstar Christianity. It's all of us, all of us, all for one. For we say that if one died for all, we all died for that one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive that word of the Lord with thanksgiving in our hearts. You know, the Lord was showing me, it's so awesome because even the scriptures, I'm like, oh, wow, Mary, look at that. That's being released. Mary, look at that. Because in my quiet time this morning, he said, so he answered and said to me, Zechariah 4:6, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Some of you may know, Pastor LaRue got that 25 years ago, being that man of God, Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You can look through Zechariah 4 to see more about what that means. But also Haggai 2:8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. And then he was saying, this is a time of great harvest. This is a time of great harvest of souls and miracles manifesting all over the place. And you are that miracle worker because you have Christ in you. And then he said, I want y'all to meditate also. I said earlier, Psalm 91, that's like your personal home and your home dwelling, but also Psalm 24, release this over your life because it says here, it speaks about who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. And it says, lift up you, your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up. This has to do with the eyewitness, the corporate eyewitness, seeing the King of Glory coming in. He says, the Lord, who is this King of Glory? He says that he's coming through the everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Your ancient gates are inside of you. The everlasting doors are inside of you. And he wants to be released, that King of Glory. He says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Mighty is that dunamis.
the Lord mighty in battle. He will fight for you. You need not be afraid. I got that this morning too about boldness, 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 because we cannot shrink back. We have to be bold in the things of God. He says, lift up your heads. No more downcast. Lift up your heads, he says, O ye gates. Who is this King of glory? He longs to come in and through the Lord of hosts, and he is the King of glory, Selah. And again, that seat of authority where we reign is in the heavenly place. Victory, come up real quick, real quick. Are you guys loving this? Isn't this great? I mean, these women and all of you are just so full of the Lord and his wisdom, and we're releasing it. And I just know that God is moving mightily. This is like our meat. He was also telling me the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. We're having lunch right now because it's manna, spiritual manna, straight out of heaven. So welcome, Victory.
Thanks, God. He really released the boldness recently. That's why I'm standing here and talk. Yes. I want to share that my experience for praying, because I've been praying for my family for a long time, you know, and I always think they're not there yet, you know, they're not yet. You know, I was praying for lift them up, but like a month ago, you know, one day I was in the right hand of God. I just quiet, I just you, myself, I said, Lord, you know, I just quiet with him, and then he says, what do you see? I know I'm ready to pray for my family, and he says, what do you see? And I was worried about my daughter, you know, her situation, and he said, what do you see? And I say, well, I don't know, you know, I yield myself, and all of a sudden, the words just come to me. I just write it down, you know. The way that the Lord see is so different than what I see. You know, I see she is in the trouble, you know, she didn't find a work for like 4 or 5 months, you know, and I worry about her situation. She moved to a different city, you know, but what the Lord make me see is she is so diligently, you know, and she's such a hospitality to helping the people from afar, you know, and she cleaning, and she's cooking, you know. And the Lord loved that because, you know, and she had the love for, I mean, just so different than what I see, you know. And then I think about my son, and he said, what do you see, you know? And all the words that God gave it to me is so different. I mean, he really see the result already, the substance already, you know, he see that. And then, I tried to see my husband, but I cannot see it. You know, I mean, no words for my husband. And then one day I was having a fight with him before I come to Tuesday morning prayer meeting, you know. And I know that I have to make peace with him before I can pray. I know that principle, you know. So on the way, I told him, I said, well, you know, I apologize. He said, well, now you talk so different than, you know, you just fight with me. I said, I'm sorry, you know, I'm truly sorry, you know. And then out of my heart, but even sometimes my understanding don't know, but I'm willing, you know, I said, I'm sorry, you know, I shouldn't argue with you like that. So when we're at a prayer meeting, and then when we pray that day, God just say, wash and clean, wash and clean, wash and clean. All of a sudden, I would say, wash and clean, wash. All of a sudden, I was just crying so hard, you know. And God, because God showed me that I have such a self-defense, you know, self-defense against him. You know, I just want to defend myself, you know. And then God just wash that, you know. That day, I have a big breakthrough. And then the next day, and when I was quiet in the Lord, in the right hand of God, and he showed me, he said, what did you see? Yeah. I mean, he's like, he have to remove this negative thinking about my husband. For so many years, I've been praying for him. And now after he showed me the self-defense, and then I realize now how many negative thinking about him. That's kind of hindering the way that I truly see him, you know. And then God showed me, You know, he's a man of God. God showed me that he walks straight, not turn to the left, not turn to the right. You know, and God showed me that he surrounded a lot of Christians. You know, he showed me so many positive things about him. So, and then from that day on, every day, I know God removed all the negative thinkings about my husband, my children. Now I really, I mean, like the song is, I yielded and then really set free. You know, now my thinking is so different, and every day I can be rejoiced and happy. I mean, truly happy. You know, yeah. That's my testimony.
That's an outstanding word. How relevant is that? How very real and very personal. I love that. And you know, the word, a little while back tied into how she started her testimony, you know, tying into being anxious and worrying. I was getting the word fretting, because I had to lay down also on Tuesday morning things I was fretting about and worrying about and being anxious about children, and they should be doing this and that and further on, whatever is in my own limited mind compared to what God's viewpoint is. Can I get an amen? So I was looking up the word fret, and it says to eat or gnaw into. It's corrosive. There's an erosion of, you know, listen to this. The second one, it says to make by wearing away a substance. So it's wearing away substance. What's faith made up? It's that substance. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence things not seen. So it's like, you know, personal. We could take this personal as well as corporate, you know, from when we leave today. And the other word here says to cause to suffer emotional strain. God says, cast all your cares upon me. All. Every little care that wanders through your mind, give it to God. Cheryl, why don't you come on up? Just surrender it all to God, because he's causing a quickening. That quickening is life, and he's not going to let anything begin to drip, that diabolical plan that tries to drip you and bring that erosion to your spirit and to your soul. But he keeps you quickened. He keeps you sharp. Cheryl.
First off, it's my honor to stand before you today. As I was praying, I asked God, Lord, what is the one thing that has helped me to step into my destiny, helped me to go forward, helped me to not give up when things were hard and everything seemed to be against me? What was the one thing? And he said, Cheryl, I taught you your words. I taught you to speak in faith and not to speak about what's going on in the world, not to speak about your circumstances. What does it say in the word? It says what? We are blessing ourselves or we are cursing ourselves. And out of the same mouth comes both. So if you're not guarding what you're saying, guess what? You're speaking and agreeing with the natural. So then we're shocked. Oh my God, this happened. Why wouldn't it have happened? You are agreeing with your circumstances. So that's what God showed me. He said, Cheryl, you stand. Not that I don't make mistakes. Not that I don't catch myself. I'll say something and I'll turn to the Lord and say, I rebuke that, Lord. I don't mean that, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I don't want that, Lord. Because why? I want his truth. I want his wholeness. And as I go out and minister, I have these awesome opportunities to speak in people's lives. And what do I tell them? What you say is what you get. When I stand before the jail inmates and they're saying, I'm going to court. I've got this situation. CPS has got my children. Da, 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 whatever. I say, do you know what? What you're agreeing with is what you're going to get. You need to speak. You need to declare. I walk in unmerited favor with God and man. And when you stand before the judge, you know what you're saying? I receive mercy and not judgment. You need to understand that God is greater than your circumstances. God can deliver you out of this circumstance. And you know what? If the justice system even says, okay, prison, do you know what? They change all that stuff. They'll say, this is I sentenced you to this. And then all of a sudden they reverse it. So even if you hear the bad thing, do you know what? God can reverse it. Because he is going to what? He's going to honor your words. He's going to honor what you say and how you agree with what's happening. And I have a real quick little testimony. I went into a jail situation because I go in once or twice or three or four times a month. Anyway, I was standing before a young woman and she had acne and her face was beet red at every I don't think I've ever seen anyone as broken out, every inch of her skin. And I said, Lord, you know, and her name's Jessica, if you want to pray for her. And I said, Lord, and he said, tell her that I will heal her acne. Well, you know, in the natural, you go, heck no, I'm not saying that. How rude to bring up somebody's complexion. I mean, really, I'm fighting my head. I'm going, heck no, I'm not saying that. You know, so I took a deep breath and I said, Jessica, the Lord says he's going to heal your complexion and this is how he's going to do it. And do you know what she said to me? I cannot believe you said that. That was her first words. I cannot believe you said that. I was just begging God to heal my complexion. I said, woo, thank you, Jesus. And do you know, I've seen her one other time and her whole forehead is clear. And I mean, and she's not beet red. Because why? I said, girl, what you say is what you're getting. You need to speak to your complexion. You need to speak to that chemical imbalance, whatever's causing this, the stress, whatever. And you need to tell your face, clear up, face. Acne, go. I don't agree with you. And God is, you know, she can't go for treatment. They probably have the worst soap in the whole world in jail. You know, lie maybe. Who knows? But so she's going to have to what? Rely on God. And do you know what she told me? She said, people are saying, who talked to you? Who is this woman that talked to you? Because why? Not only is her, is she seeing the hand of God move, all those around her are seeing the hand of God move. So ladies, what are you doing? You're going to watch what you say. You're going to agree with the truth of God's word and not your natural. Thank you. God bless.
That rocked. That is outstanding. Mighty woman of faith. And that's what it's about. Mighty woman of faith. You're a mighty woman of faith. You know, the thing is, I hear what you believe because of what comes out of your mouth. So think about it. You know, and often these words, they have pictures and they affect our emotions. It's got to be based on what we see. You know, see that clear complexion. See your marriage healed. See your husband coming and embracing you and holding you. Quickly going to him and saying, I'm sorry, out of my heart. You know, these are kind of like just practical seeds and nuggets of wisdom, but also just their life. You know, their life to your bone and marrow. They bring life. Welcome Herlinda, won't you, with me? We just love our Herlinda so much. Mighty woman of faith, mighty woman of God, release it.
A lot of y'all are pregnant right now, just to let you know. That's not what God wants to say, but y'all are pregnant. Some of you are fat and some of you just got pregnant. And a lot of you are uncomfortable. And you're going through an emotional roller coaster right now. It's because you're coming out of the cocoon. When a butterfly is in a cocoon and it's trying to come out, there's a fight. And if you don't know this, you need to watch how a butterfly gets birth. If there's a fight, and this is fighting for its life, because if it doesn't get out, it's going to die. So they fight for a leg, and all they have is their strength. So there's a fight. After they come out of the cocoon and they win and they break free, there's a time of rest. They let their wings dry, because if they don't dry and they just try to go out and fly, they're going to fall because they're wet. So after the fight is going to happen, there's going to be a time of rest. Enjoy your rest, because then you're going to get busy. What God wanted me to share with you, besides that, I had a dream. And in this dream, I don't dream a lot. So when I dream, I know it's from God and it's big. And I was in this bed, and it was filled with water. And I was in a tube. And I'm sitting in the tube, and I'm playing like a little girl, which is something I don't do because I'm so grown. But I'm playing like a little girl in the tube and having fun. All of a sudden, I see this whale come out. And I played with its tail, and it played back with me. And it was the whale like Orca, Shamu. And then when I played with its tail, it came back up real high and jumped and went right back in the water. And then I woke up. Well, Pastor Ruth spoke a word to me in the dream. But that's between me. I believe he played God, and God was giving me a word. And then I woke up. And I said, okay, God. And then I called a friend that I know that interprets dreams, and he interpreted the dream for me. And the water, something that I pray all the time is, Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill this place. And so the Holy Spirit was, I'm in a place that's filled with water. So I'm in a place with the Holy Spirit. And Shamu was the Holy Spirit. I was looking at the word Shamu, like, how did they come up with that name? And it means friend. Friend of, I know, isn't that funny? Friend of Nanam. So I looked up Nanam. And Nanam was the first, at SeaWorld, was the first Shamu before Shamu came. There was actually another whale. And his name means beloved desired, close to. And Shamu means friend to Nanam. So what God was trying to say is that I'm your friend, and I'm close to you. I desire you. I want you. Now, I know we all have a place for God, God the Almighty, King of the universe. I love him. And then we have a place for the Jesus, our Messiah. You know, he died for us. But there's also a place for the Holy Spirit. And he is the lover of my soul. And what I want to say is, if you don't know who the Holy Spirit is, you got to get to know who he is. He'll make love to you like nobody else. You know, one of my favorite things to do as a woman of God is to see somebody get baptized in the Holy Spirit and start seeing them speak in tongues. I mean, nothing can make me jump but that. I start jumping and I get excited and I'm excited when I see somebody get baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that, don't leave here today without getting filled with, and if you need a recharge, let God use me to recharge you. Let get some fire in you. Let's get your mouth moving. Because without the Holy Spirit, you're fighting alone. And I tell everybody this, do you have the Holy Spirit? And well, what is it? I'm like, you've been fighting alone. That's why you're tired. That's why you're beat up. You know, you're beat up because you don't have the Holy Spirit. And it's so important in the time that we live in right now that you have the Holy Spirit and that he's the one that's fighting the battle, not you. He is your friend. He will be there. He will be in front fighting with his sword. When you don't have to, you just back up. He's like, this is my girl. He is your protector. He is your friend. What I've learned so much about the Holy Spirit is that he's my lover. I mean, this man, when you love somebody, what won't you do for them? What won't you do for that person that you love? The Holy Spirit loves me. And he's a man. This man goes to fight with me. You know, we walk together. We're like this. And I don't leave my house without him. I go to sleep with him and I wake up with him. And when I don't know what to pray, Holy Spirit does. When I don't want to say something that I know I shouldn't say, I say, Holy Spirit, speak. Because I know myself. And so I let the Holy Spirit speak. I start speaking in tongue in a situation that I know I shouldn't speak. And when I don't know what to say, you know, you're ministering to somebody and you don't know what to say. Guess what? The Holy Spirit does. You know, he's your friend. So if you don't have him, don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Come up here, get yours, get fired, get lit up. It's time. You cannot fight this battle that we're coming into without him. You can't. Okay. That's God's word. Get close to the Holy Spirit. Get to know who he is. We know God. We know Jesus. It's time for the Holy Spirit because it's his time. He's the one that's with us. He's the one that's in here. It's his time. So, okay, that's my word. Love y'all.
Woo! The year of dunamis, the year of power, the year of Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to just ask, does anybody have like a burning in their heart? Anything that they just want to share that God's just been speaking to them? Come on up here, girl. Come on, Carla. Come on, sister. Come on down. And then I'm going to open up after Carlos, and we're going to allow a time of ministry. We're going to have our leaders just step up here, our ministers, our prayer ministers, release personal words. If you desire a word or just need that prayer time, like she was saying, if you've not received the Holy Spirit or want just a fresh infusion of the Holy Spirit, you know, we're going to open up these altars for that. Bless you.
Amen. Oh, wow. I've been here for quite a while. And when I first came back here, I was really, really broken. Things have happened in my life. And you guys have made me so welcome. And I just want to speak this over you. And God has spoken this to me for 2015, coming into a divine grace, a season of there. We are there. We're not almost there, but we are there. And I listened to Apostle LaRue and Pastor Anna, all of you. You all have made a big difference in my life. And I want to personally thank you. Because in 2 Corinthians 9:8, in the Message Bible, it says God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways. That means that it can come in a surprising way, ways of amazement, a wonder. He pours out his blessings so that we are ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. What needs to be done. That God will pour out his blessing. And I call us his baby girls. We are God's baby girls. We are his babies. And that we, and God has a big lap that we can crawl into his lap, and he will rock us as a baby because we are his baby girls. And to become united with grace, become one with grace, and that we have strong grace, great grace.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And that we are coming out of elementary stage and coming into maturity, where our circumstances no longer, and our past no longer has a say-so or hindrance to us in our walk with God. Let grace do the work. Let grace work. We can't do it on our own. Let grace do the work. And let God be exalted in our life. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. His grace will never run out, and his blessings are forever. God bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Awesome word. Woo. Bless you, sister. Woo. That was good. That was perfect. Kathleen, I'm going to let Kathleen share. I knew you had something, and I was even looking up what you shared the other day because I was like, that was powerful. This is Kathleen Rincon. Is that, am I saying it right?
Well, that's my maiden name.
Okay.
I still have my ex-name.
Okay. Kathleen.
Okay. Sunday, as we were in here worshiping, I just felt the Lord just downpour into me. And some of you don't know me, but I've only been here a couple of months. And, you know, I hear people talking about the love. It is truly love, but God's presence in here is so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. From the moment I walk in. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when I'm leaving, I'm like, do I have to leave? Because his presence is so, so real in here. And I've seen so many different people with so many different giftings. And it's kind of been a little, for me, overwhelming, a little overwhelming. And it was just interesting as he was downloading, because he shared with me, and I've already shared this with Anna, that's going to increase. Mm-hmm. I got explosion, mm-hmm. explosion, and double blessings, and mm-hmm. restoration. And I was getting all of this and going, whoa, okay, Lord, how, you know, that. And he showed me, this church, we're asking for a new building. Yes, because we're going to need it. The attendance is going to explode. And he was showing me the giftings, the people. There's people here that have giftings that don't know, and that's going to explode. I mean, I've heard Kathy and everybody talking about, we have to honor him and respect him. Yes, when that he divides it, those people who are ready are going to go, and their giftings are going to explode. And I heard him say gifts, not gift, gifts. So, you know, people talk about, well, they have a gift of healing, they have a gift of faith. No, God's going to use his Holy Spirit to give us everything that we need to do all that we need to do this year. And I was just like, whoa, okay, Lord. And I kept hearing explosion, and I'm going, oh my goodness, this is a lot, Lord. This is really, you know, just, and I could, oh, that's the other thing. He said that our church, how we do service is going to be very different. I could hear him saying, he's going to take over. You know, we keep talking about experience and him coming in and his presence. And LaRue's been up here and he's like, I can't do this. I'm supposed to teach. I've got 5 pages of messages. And God's coming in Jesus is coming in, but it's the Holy Spirit that's going to come in and he's going to take over the services and we're not going to leave. We're going to be here for hours. We are going to experience him on a whole nother level that we just have never experienced before. And I was really so super excited about that. But then this morning she gave these cards out and I could hear Joel 2:25 and I will restore, or this is the Amplified, or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. Everything that we've been talking about, everything that's been taken from us, financially, relationships, family, everything is going to be restored. It's going to be restored. And Roxanne was telling me, not how it was before. He doesn't restore in the same way. This is they were talking about. We don't see how he sees. He's going to restore those things exponentially. I mean, we're talking double blessings, tenfold, 30-fold, 60-fold. Some are going to see 100-fold return on the things that the enemy has taken from them. And I was just like, yes, Lord. And then I heard Zechariah 9:12 in the Amplified, return to the stronghold, our security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. So I want to just declare that over everybody, that this year God will bring restoration to every area of your life. He's going to bring the double blessings. He's going to bring the 30-fold. He's going to bring the 60-fold. Stand up. He's going to bring the 100-fold blessings in our lives. Father, we thank you that your Holy Spirit, we give him free reign in this place. And we thank you that you are the restorer, not of just our souls, but our hearts and our minds, but of everything, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you bring the restoration and we receive that creative dunamis power to receive all that you are going to restore to us this year. Personally, corporately, in this place, Lord, we receive it in Jesus' name. Woo.
Amen. All right. Excellent way. Excellent way to segue into that. That's outstanding. Did y'all receive that? Just say, I receive that. And every word that you had for me this day, in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, was this good, girls? Daddy's girls? Baby girls, loved it. I hope y'all loved it as much as I did. Just like, Lord, seal it by your Holy Spirit. Just deep into our hearts, every woman here, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open this up for anybody that is just really needing some personal one-on-one ministry. And we're going to release the prophetic over your life. Come on up. Chris, if you can just play some background music. Hallelujah.
And I want to encourage you that when I was in the pre-service prayer this morning, I saw a gas tank handle like this. And I knew he was saying he was going to fill us up. So we are leaving full. This is a year of completion. He's completing things, fulfillment, destiny. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we command every destiny blocker and hindrance to be removed off of your destinies. We call the destinies of the daughters of the Most High God to come forth. We call you positioned in Christ in the high places, seated with Christ, and we bless you. And even if you don't come up, turn to somebody next to you and ask them to pray. Pray with one another. You don't even have to come up, but I want to encourage you, don't leave without praying for somebody else, releasing a blessing in their life, a word in their life. Exercise those prophetic gifts that God has given you. We're in a prophetic church, an apostolic prophetic church, and we operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. And we thank you for coming this morning and coming this day. We bless your year. We say this will be the best year of your life so far, in Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. Shabakaya sonde. Hokoya sande. Whew, powerful. I have the keys. We have the keys. And I have such an excitement for Jesus.
Like it is so time for the Lamb to receive his glory through his people, a people called by his name, that I just want to just come out of my skin because I have a passion, a fire on the inside of me that is just unquenchable by anything else but the Lamb. He is going to get what he wants out of a people. And we are the people that he chose for such a time as this, for us to be born in this now time. As he's walking among the lampstands and he's judging the hearts and the minds of men, of who is he. And we're a company of people that have decided to cast down every other lover, everything inside of us that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. He's tearing asunder. And if we're willing to give it to him, if we're willing to say, I break agreement with every altar of Baal inside of me because nothing else will satisfy but you. If we're willing to break that agreement, he's going to fill us with his glory. He's going to fill us with his fire. He's going to fill us with a sign and a wonder to our family, to all the earth. He's going to fill us, and we will be the people called by his name. A holy remnant. He said to me that it was even going to be greater than the books of Acts, what they walked in, because this is the end of time before the second coming of the Lord. The spirit and the power of Elijah, turning the hearts of the children back to the Father, turning a disobedient generation back to the wisdom of the just, and making ready a people prepared for the Lord. I'm not playing with this. We are people that we've seen just a glimpse of his glory, and nothing else will satisfy. The darkness that's going to cover the earth is a darkness that we have never seen before, but that also just as equally and even greater is the glory that's going to be seen in his people. We're going to be a bright light in the midst of a dark and perverse, crooked generation, but we will shine like a firmament, like a jasper stone. And he's cutting asunder. The Lord said this is for the body of Christ at large, that he's dividing a dividing line from the holy and from the profane, that there's no longer faltering between two opinions. Pick a team. Pick a team. And if you're willing to say yes to this inspection of your heart as you sit before him and you break agreement with every altar of Baal in you, that's when he's going to come and fill us. And we're on the precipice. This is the year that he's decided to say, take the keys. Let the Lamb be glorified in an overcoming company. That's not, and the thing of it is about us is that it's in humility. It's in meekness. It's in the bowing low before his throne and being washed with the water of his word. He said, who are these? These are the ones that came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These are the ones that are before my throne day and night. This is what we do for entertainment. We seek his glory, love his will. We delight ourselves in his word. This is who we are. I don't know how to be anything else. I thought to myself, it used to be, I just wanted to seek him during the day. Now I just want to hurry up and do what I need to do to get back in my prayer closet. I'm just obsessed. He's so beautiful. And I see a generation dying around me, and it's not okay. And that this is the authority to where we're going to take back our communities and decree and declare the day of the Lord. The Lord's calling out to us to come out of Babylon. That heaven would become our source. The wealth transference has to come to where that no longer the Babylonian system is our source, but Jesus alone is our source. And this battle is moving no longer on earthly ground, but the battle is moving on heavenly territory. Heavenly, it's the supernatural we're going to see like never before. It can no longer be fought on this realm, the warfare. So we need to go up to the heavenlies and get heavenly strategies from on high and be on the offense and take the city, take the land. No longer are we going to be hiding in our houses, because either way, the battle is going to come to you. So we need to be one up. And how can we be one up as heavenly? To where the systems of this world, we can look in the face of darkness and say, ruler of this world, you have nothing in me. Darkness, you have no hold on me. Give them up.
And he will. He'll have no choice but to bow to the name of Jesus. Why? Because there won't be no mixture. See, that's why the dividing line is coming down the whole of American church to where a people can withstand his glory. The fear of the Lord. We're going to see the fear of the Lord. I seen this place in a vision one time where that whole back wall was just, it wasn't there. And there was a wind. And every person in this place was laying prostrate. And they had, actually, I seen a 9-year-old boy on the mic prophesying the straight word of God over the people of God. And it was a child. And there's no way this child could have known this level of word. But it was just like a flood of the straight word of God. He was prophesying over us. And this is where we are. It's supernatural. He wants us to ascend up to Jacob's ladder, daily to ascend to get the strategies from on high. And the veil has been so torn in two. The Lord showed me that he's taken us to the Mount of Transfiguration. And that as we say yes, like Hezekiah, and he tears asunder everything in us that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, as he tears asunder everything and fills us with his glory, then we've been like Jesus was, the Mount of Transfiguration, and we come down like what? Like the image of Christ. The crucified life is what he's looking for. For us to pick up our cross and follow the Lamb. Jesus is going to be talked about. Not our anointings, not who we are, not our titles. We need the Lamb. We need the Lamb. And this is going to be a burning passion. You're going to see in the true from the fake. It's going to be so evident by what comes out of man's mouth. Who are they exalting? Who are they speaking about? We are a people that are called after his name, and we won't take a bribe, nor will we swear deceitfully. We're hungry for truth, and we're hungry for holiness, and nothing else is going to satisfy us. I'm sorry, I'm just a little passionate about it. And so after the Mount of Transfiguration, he was... If you submit yourself to this process, he said, then it will be the fourth day and it will be time to go get Lazarus. And that's when it's going to be glory, glorious in the camp of God, because we would have submitted to the process of yielding to the Lamb. And then the very nature of the Lamb is going to be inside of us. See, that's what he's going for, not hit and miss with the anointing, but the very nature of who we are going to be transformed as we take the altar of self, every altar of Baal, and we dethrone it on the inside of us, and we say, we want the Lamb. Then he can fill us, and then we'll go about the city doing great exploits in his name. And so I just decree over you, I decree over this house, mighty warriors in the name of Jesus. I decree, Lord, we say yes to the process. We say yes to plucking out and tearing asunder everything in us that exalts itself above the knowledge of you. You're the one that we want, Lord. We believe that your glory and your power and your fire is coming this year. We agree, God, that we say, use our vessel upon the earth, that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we won't love our own life unto death. We want souls to bring you the labor of your suffering, that you would be satisfied. We are the people that you chose for this hour, called by your name. Father, I say in every woman here, let them be soul winners. Let them have a boldness. I release a boldness to decree, a boldness to declare, a boldness to say, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And just release that over us as a company of people, that there's not a shrinking backbone in you, but that you're so hungry for more. I pray a refreshing, a sustaining, I pray over our health, that we would be in perfect health and that our eyes would be fixed upon the Lamb. Yeah. Father, I thank you that you will fill. I see a filling of the glory of God. I see the saints that have been saints, these mothers in this room that have been mothers for a long, long time. Who I see them just undergirding like a big eagle, undergirding many of the ones that are going to come into the house. Teaching them the ways of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord. See a fire. See a fire. I see this house being a torch and it lighting little fires all over the United States, even abroad. I see it coming. I see the thunder of God, the fear of the Lord coming and us saying yes to the process. We say, yes, Lord, whatever it looks like, God, we want you. We want Jesus and nothing else will satisfy. We thank you, Lord, that this is the year that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it and decree your precepts and decree your word upon in the land of the living and watch you perform your word. We'll stand upon the rampart and we'll watch you perform your word. And don't shrink back. Don't say, oh, it's for those, everyone. It doesn't take a prophet to hear from the Lord. We are the body of Christ, the whole body. You can hear from the Lord. He wants to use you. He wants to use you. He's looking at you. You are the one he's looking at. He needs you to go forth in his name. There's no superstar Christianity. It's all of us, all of us, all for one. For we say that if one died for all, we all died for that one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive that word of the Lord with thanksgiving in our hearts. You know, the Lord was showing me, it's so awesome because even the scriptures, I'm like, oh, wow, Mary, look at that. That's being released. Mary, look at that. Because in my quiet time this morning, he said, so he answered and said to me, Zechariah 4:6, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Some of you may know, Pastor LaRue got that 25 years ago, being that man of God, Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You can look through Zechariah 4 to see more about what that means. But also Haggai 2:8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. And then he was saying, this is a time of great harvest. This is a time of great harvest of souls and miracles manifesting all over the place. And you are that miracle worker because you have Christ in you. And then he said, I want y'all to meditate also. I said earlier, Psalm 91, that's like your personal home and your home dwelling, but also Psalm 24, release this over your life because it says here, it speaks about who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. And it says, lift up you. He says, lift up you. Your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up. This has to do with the eyewitness, the corporate eyewitness, seeing the King of Glory coming in. He says, the Lord, who is this King of Glory? He says that he's coming through the everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Your ancient gates are inside of you. The everlasting doors are inside of you, and he wants to be released, that King of Glory. He says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Mighty is that dunamis. The Lord, mighty. In battle, he will fight for you. You need not be afraid. I got that this morning too about boldness, 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 because we cannot shrink back. We have to be bold in the things of God. He says, lift up your heads, no more downcast. Lift up your heads, he says, O ye gates. Who is this King of Glory? He longs to come in and through the Lord of hosts, and he is the King of Glory, Selah. And again, that seat of authority where we reign is in the heavenly place. Victory, come up real quick, real quick. Are you guys loving this? Isn't this great? I mean, these women and all of you are just so full of the Lord and his wisdom, and we're releasing it. And I just know that God is moving mightily. This is like our meat. He was also telling me the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. We're having lunch right now because it's manna, spiritual manna, straight out of heaven. So welcome, Victory.
Thanks, God. He really released the boldness recently. That's why I'm standing here and talk. Yes. I want to share that my experience for praying, because I've been praying for my family for a long time, you know, and I always think they're not there yet, you know, they're not yet. You know, I was praying for lift them up, but like a month ago, you know, one day I was in the right hand of God. I just quiet, I just yield myself, I said, Lord, you know, I just quiet with him, and then he says, what do you see? I know I'm ready to pray for my family, and he says, what do you see? And I was worried about my daughter, you know, her situation, and he said, what do you see? And I say, well, I don't know. You know, I yield myself. And all of a sudden, the words just come to me. I just write it down, you know. The way that the Lord see is so different than what I see. Amen. You know, I see his, she is in the trouble, you know, she didn't find a work for like 4 or 5 months, you know, and I worry about her situation. She live in a, she moved to a different city, you know. But what the Lord make me see is she is so diligently, you know, and she's such a hospitality to helping the people from afar, you know. And she, even she cleaning and she, even she's cooking, you know. And the Lord loved that because, you know, and she had the love for, I mean, just so different than what I see, you know. And then I think about my son and he said, what do you see, you know. And all this, all the words that God gave it to me is so different. I mean, he really see the result already, the substance already. You know, he see that. And then, I tried to see my husband, but I cannot see it. You know, I mean, no words for my husband. And then one day I was, having a fight with him before I come to Tuesday morning, prayer meeting, you know. And I know that I have to make peace with him before I can pray. I know that principle, you know. So on the way, I told him, I said, well, you know, I apologize. He said, well, now you talk so different than, you know, you just fight with me. I said, I'm sorry, you know, I'm truly sorry, you know. And then out of my heart, but even sometimes my understanding don't know, but I'm willing, you know, I said, I'm sorry, you know, I shouldn't argue with you like that. So when I were a prayer meeting and then when we pray that day, God just say, wash and clean, wash and clean, wash and clean. All of a sudden, I was like, wash and clean, wash. All of a sudden, I was just crying so hard, you know. And God, because God showed me that I have such a self-defense, you know, self-defense against him. You know, I just want to defend myself, you know. And then God just wash that, you know. That day, I have a big breakthrough. And then the next day, and when I was quiet in the Lord, in the right hand of God, and he showed me, he said, what did you see? Yeah. I mean, he's like, he have to remove this negative thinking about my husband. For so many years, I've been praying for him. And now after he showed me the self-defense, and then I realize now how many negative thinking about him. That's kind of hindering the way that I truly see him, you know. And then God showed me, you know, he's a man of God. God showed me that he walks straight, not turn the left, not turn the right, you know. And God showed me that he surrounded a lot of Christians, you know. He showed me so many positive things about him. So, and then from that day on, every day, I know God removed all the negative thinkings about my husband, my children. Now I really, I mean, like the song is, I yield it and then really set free. You know, now my thinking is so different and every day I can be rejoiced and happy. I mean, truly happy. You know, yeah. That's my testimony.
That's an outstanding word. How relevant is that? How very real and very personal. I love that. And you know, the word, a little while back, tied into how she started her testimony, you know, tying into being anxious and worrying. I was getting the word fretting because I had to lay down also on Tuesday morning things I was fretting about and worrying about and being anxious about. Children and they should be doing this and that and further on, whatever is in my own limited mind compared to what God's viewpoint is. Can I get an amen? So I was looking at the word fret and it says to eat or gnaw into. It's corrosive. There's an erosion of, you know, listen to this. The second one, it says to make by wearing away a substance. So it's wearing away substance. What's faith made up? It's that substance. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence things not seen. So it's like, you know, personal. We could take this personal as well as corporate, you know, from when we leave today. And the other word here says to cause to suffer emotional strain. God says, cast all your cares upon me. All. Every little care that wanders through your mind, Give it to God. Cheryl, why don't you come on up? Just surrender it all to God, because he's causing a quickening. That quickening is life, and he's not going to let anything begin to drip, that diabolical plan that tries to drip you and bring that erosion to your spirit and to your soul. But he keeps you quickened. He keeps you sharp. Cheryl.
First off, it's my honor to stand before you today. As I was praying, I asked God, Lord, what is the one thing that has helped me to step into my destiny, helped me to go forward, helped me to not give up when things were hard and everything seemed to be against me? What was the one thing? And he said, Cheryl, I taught you your words. I taught you to speak in faith and not to speak about what's going on in the world, not to speak about your circumstances. What does it say in the word? It says what? We are blessing ourselves or we are cursing ourselves. And out of the same mouth, out of the same mouth comes both. So if you're not guarding what you're saying, guess what? You're speaking and agreeing with the natural. So then we're shocked. Oh my God, this happened. Why wouldn't it have happened? You are agreeing with your circumstances. So that's what God showed me. He said, Cheryl, you stand. Not that I don't make mistakes. Not that I don't catch myself. I'll say something and I'll turn to the Lord and say, I rebuke that, Lord. I don't mean that, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I don't want that, Lord. Because why? I want his truth. I want his wholeness. And as I go out and minister, I have these awesome opportunities to speak in people's lives. And what do I tell them? What you say is what you get. When I stand before the jail inmates and they're saying, I'm going to court. I've got this situation. CPS has got my children. Da, 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 whatever. I say, do you know what? What you're agreeing with is what you're going to get. You need to speak. You need to declare. I walk in unmerited favor with God and man. And when you stand before the judge, you know what you're saying? I receive mercy and not judgment. You need to understand that God is greater than your circumstances. God can deliver you out of this circumstance. And you know what? If the justice system even says, okay, prison, do you know what? They change all that stuff. They'll say, this is your, I sentenced you to this. And then all of a sudden they reverse it. So even if you hear the bad thing, do you know what? God can reverse it. Because he is going to what? He's going to honor your words. He's going to honor what you say and how you agree with what's happening. And I have a real quick little testimony. I went into a jail situation because I go in once or twice or three or four times a month. Anyway, I was standing before a young woman and she had acne and her face was beet red at I don't think I've ever seen anyone as broken out, every inch of her skin. And I said, Lord, you know, and her name's Jessica, if you want to pray for her. And I said, Lord, and he said, tell her that I will heal her acne. Well, you know, in the natural, you go, heck no, I'm not saying that. How rude to bring up somebody's complexion. I mean, really, I'm fighting my head. I'm going, heck no, I'm not saying that. You know, so I took a deep breath and I said, Jessica, the Lord says he's going to heal your complexion and this is how he's going to do it. And do you know what she said to me? I cannot believe you said that. That was her first words. I cannot believe you said that. I was just begging God to heal my complexion. I said, woo, thank you, Jesus. And do you know, I've seen her one other time and her whole forehead is clear. And I mean, and she's not beet red. Because why? I said, girl, what you say is what you're getting. You need to speak to your complexion. You need to speak to that chemical imbalance, whatever's causing this, the stress, whatever. And you need to tell your face, clear up, face. Acne, go. I don't agree with you. And God is, you know, she can't go for treatment. They probably have the worst soap in the whole world in jail. You know, lie maybe. Who knows? But so she's going to have to what? Rely on God. And do you know what she told me? She said, people are saying, who talked to you? Who is this woman that talked to you? Because why? Not only is she seeing the hand of God move, all those around her are seeing the hand of God move. So ladies, what are you doing? You're going to watch what you say. You're going to agree with the truth of God's word and not your natural. Thank you. God bless.
That rocked. That is outstanding. Mighty woman of faith. And that's what it's about. Mighty woman of faith. You're a mighty woman of faith. You know, The thing is, I hear what you believe because of what comes out of your mouth. So think about it. You know, and often these words, they have pictures, and they affect our emotions. It's got to be based on what we see. You know, see that clear complexion. See your marriage healed. See your husband coming and embracing you and holding you. Quickly going to him and saying, I'm sorry, out of my heart. You know, these are kind of like just practical seeds and nuggets of wisdom, but also just their life. You know, they're life to your bone and marrow. They bring life. Welcome, Herlinda, won't you, with me? We just love our Herlinda so much. Mighty woman of faith, mighty woman of God, release it.
A lot of y'all are pregnant right now, just to let you know. That's not what God wants to say, but y'all are pregnant. Some of you are fat, and some of you just got pregnant. And a lot of you are uncomfortable. And you're going through an emotional roller coaster right now. It's because you're coming out of the cocoon. When a butterfly is in a cocoon and it's trying to come out, there's a fight. And if you don't know this, you need to watch how a butterfly gets birth. If there's a fight, and this is fighting for its life, because if it doesn't get out, it's going to die. So they fight for a leg, and all they have is their strength. So there's a fight. After they come out of the cocoon and they win and they break free, there's a time of rest. They let their wings dry, because if they don't dry and they just try to go out and fly, they're going to fall because they're wet. So after the fight is going to happen, there's going to be a time of rest. Enjoy your rest, because then you're going to get busy. What God wanted me to share with you, besides that, I had a dream. And in this dream, I don't dream a lot. So when I dream, I know it's from God and it's big. And I was in this bed, and it was filled with water. And I was in a tube. And I'm sitting in the tube, and I'm playing like a little girl, which is something I don't do because I'm so grown. But I'm playing like a little girl in the tube and having fun. All of a sudden, I see this whale come out. And I played with its tail, and it played back with me. And it was the whale like Orca, Shamu. And then when I played with its tail, it came back up real high and jumped and went right back in the water. And then I woke up. Well, Pastor LaRue spoke a word to me in the dream. But that's between me. I believe he played God, and God was giving me a word. And then I woke up. And I said, okay, God. And then I called a friend that I know that interprets dreams, and he interpreted the dream for me. And the water, something that I pray all the time is, Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill this place. And so the Holy Spirit was, I'm in a place that's filled with water. So I'm in a place with the Holy Spirit. And Shamu was the Holy Spirit. I was looking at the word Shamu, like, how did they come up with that name? And it means friend. Friend of, I know, isn't that funny? Friend of Nanam. So I looked up Nanam. And Nanam was the first, at SeaWorld, was the first Shamu before Shamu came. There was actually another whale. And his name means beloved, desired, close to. And Shamu means friend to Nanam. So what God was trying to say is that I'm your friend. And I'm close to you. I desire you. I want you. Now I know we all have a place for God. God the Almighty, King of the universe. I love him. And then we have a place for the Jesus, our Messiah. You know, he died for us, but there's also a place for the Holy Spirit, and he is the lover of my soul. And what I want to say is, if you don't know who the Holy Spirit is, you got to get to know who he is. He'll make love to you like nobody else. You know, one of my favorite things to do as a woman of God is to see somebody get baptized in the Holy Spirit and start seeing them speak in tongues. I mean, nothing can make me jump but that. I start jumping and I get excited and I am excited when I see somebody get baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that, don't leave here today without getting filled with, and if you need a recharge, let God use me to recharge you. Let get some fire in you. Let's get your mouth moving. Because without the Holy Spirit, you're fighting alone. And I tell everybody this, do you have the Holy Spirit? And what is it? I'm like, you've been fighting alone. That's why you're tired. That's why you're beat up. You know, you're beat up because you don't have the Holy Spirit. And it's so important in the time that we live in right now that you have the Holy Spirit and that he's the one that's fighting the battle, not you. He is your friend. He will be there. He will be in front fighting with his sword. When you don't have to, you just back up. He's like, this is my girl. He is your protector. He is your friend. What I've learned so much about the Holy Spirit is that he's my lover. I mean, this man, when you love somebody, what won't you do for them? What won't you do for that person that you love? The Holy Spirit loves me. And he's a man. This man goes to fight with me. You know, we walk together. We're like this. And I don't leave my house without him. I'll go to sleep with him and I wake up with him. And when I don't know what to pray, Holy Spirit does. When I don't want to say something that I know I shouldn't say, I say, Holy Spirit, speak. Because I know myself. And so I let the Holy Spirit speak. I start speaking in tongue in a situation that I know I shouldn't speak. And when I don't know what to say, you know, you're ministering to somebody and you don't know what to say. Guess what? The Holy Spirit does. You know, he's your friend. So if you don't have him, don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Come up here. Get cheers. Get fired. Get lit up. It's time. You cannot fight this battle that we're coming into without him. You can't. Okay? That's God's word. Get close to the Holy Spirit. Get to know who he is. We know God. We know Jesus. It's time for the Holy Spirit because it's his time. He's the one that's with us. He's the one that's in here. It's his time. So, okay, that's my word. Love y'all.
Woo! The year of dunamis, the year of power, the year of Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to just ask, does anybody have like a burning in their heart? Anything that they just want to share that God's just been speaking to them? Come on up here, girl. Come on, Carla. Come on, sister. Come on down. And then I'm going to open up after Carlos, and we're going to allow a time of ministry. We're going to have our leaders just step up here, our ministers, our prayer ministers, release personal words. If you desire a word or just need that prayer time, like she was saying, if you've not received the Holy Spirit or want just a fresh infusion of the Holy Spirit, you know, we're going to open up these altars for that. Bless you.
Amen. Oh, wow. I've been here for quite a while, and when I first came back here, I was really, really broken. Things have happened in my life, and you guys have made me so welcome. And I just want to speak this over you, and God has spoken this to me for 2015, coming into a divine grace, a season of there. We are there. We're not almost there, but we are there. And I listened to Apostle LaRue and Pastor Anna, all of you. You all have made a big difference in my life. And I want to personally thank you. Because in 2 Corinthians 9:8, in the Message Bible, it says, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways. That means that it can come in a surprising way, ways of amazement, a wonder. He pours out his blessings so that we are ready for anything. In everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. What needs to be done. That God will pour out his blessing. And I call us his baby girls. We are God's baby girls. We are his babies. And that we, and God has a big lap, that we can crawl into his lap and he will rock us as a baby because we are his baby girls. And to become united with grace, become one with grace, and that we have strong grace, great grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that we are coming out of elementary stage and coming into maturity where our circumstances no longer and our past no longer has a say-so or hindrance to us in our walk with God.
That's right.
Let grace do the work. Let grace work. We can't do it on our own.
Let grace do the work. And let God be exalted in our life. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. His grace will never run out, and his blessings are forever. God bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Awesome word. Woo. Bless you, sister. Woo. That was good. That was perfect. Kathleen, I'm going to let Kathleen share. I knew you had something, and I was even looking up what you shared the other day because I was like, that was powerful. This is Kathleen Rincon. Is that, am I saying it right?
No, that's my maiden name.
Okay.
I still have my ex-name.
Okay. Kathleen.
Okay. Sunday, as we were in here worshiping, I just felt the Lord just downpour into me. And some of you don't know me, but I've only been here a couple of months. And, you know, I hear people talking about the love. It is truly love, but God's presence in here is so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. From the moment I walk in, I mean, even when I'm leaving, I'm like, do I have to leave? Because his presence is so, so real in here. And I've seen so many different people with so many different giftings, and it's kind of been a little, for me, overwhelming. And it was just interesting as he was downloading, because he shared with me, and I've already shared this with Anna, that's going to increase. I got explosion and double blessings and restoration. And I was getting all of this and going, whoa, okay, Lord, how, you know, that. And he showed me this church, we're asking for a new building. Yes, because we're going to need it. The attendance is going to explode. And he was showing me the giftings, the people. There's people here that have giftings that don't know, and that's going to explode. I mean, I've heard Kathy and everybody talking about, we have to honor him and respect him. Yes, when that he divides it, those people who are ready are going to go, and their giftings are going to explode. And I heard him say gifts, not gift, gifts. So, you know, people talk about, well, they have a gift of healing, they have a gift of faith. No, God's going to use his Holy Spirit to give us everything that we need to do all that we need to do this year. And I was just like, whoa, okay, Lord. And I kept hearing explosion, and I'm going, oh my goodness, this is a lot, Lord. This is really, you know, just, and I could, oh, that's the other thing. He said that our church, how we do service is going to be very different. I could hear him saying he's going to take over. You know, we keep talking about experience and him coming in and his presence. And LaRue's been up here and he's like, I can't do this. I'm supposed to teach. I've got 5 pages of messages, and God's coming in. Jesus is coming in, but it's the Holy Spirit that's going to come in, and he's going to take over the services, and we're not going to leave. We're going to be here for hours. We are going to experience him on a whole nother level that we just have never experienced before. And I was really so super excited about that. But then this morning, she gave these cards out, and I could hear Joel 2:25, and I will restore, or this is the Amplified, or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. Everything that we've been talking about, everything that's been taken from us, financially, relationships, family, everything is going to be restored. It's going to be restored. And Roxanne was telling me, not how it was before. He doesn't restore in the same way. Just as they were talking about, we don't see how he sees. He's going to restore those things exponentially. I mean, we're talking double blessings, tenfold, 30-fold, 60-fold. Some are going to see 100-fold return on the things that the enemy has taken from them. And I was just like, yes, Lord. And then I heard Zechariah 9:12 in the Amplified, return to the stronghold, our security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. So I want to just declare that over everybody, that this year God will bring restoration to every area of your life. He's going to bring the double blessings. He's going to bring the 30-fold. He's going to bring the 60-fold. Stand up. He's going to bring the 100-fold blessings in our lives. Father, we thank you that your Holy Spirit, we give him free reign in this place. And we thank you that you are the restorer, not of just our souls, but our hearts and our minds, but of everything, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you bring the restoration, and we receive that creative dunamis power to receive all that you are going to restore to us this year. Personally, corporately, in this place, Lord, we receive it in Jesus' name. Woo! Amen.
Glory. Excellent way. Excellent way to segue into that. That's outstanding. Did y'all receive that? Just say, I receive that. And every word that you had for me this day, in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, was this good, girls? Daddy's girls, baby girls, loved it. I hope y'all loved it as much as I did. Just like, Lord, seal it by your Holy Spirit. Just deep into our hearts, every woman here, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open this up for anybody that is just really needing some personal one-on-one ministry. And we're going to release the prophetic over your life. Come on up. Chris, if you can just play some background music. Hallelujah.
And I want to encourage you that when I was in the pre-service prayer this morning, I saw a gas tank handle like this. And I knew he was saying he was going to fill us up. So we are leaving full. This is a year of completion. He's completing things, fulfillment, destiny. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we command every destiny blocker and hindrance to be removed off of your destinies. We call the destinies of the daughters of the Most High God to come forth. We call you positioned in Christ in the high places, seated with Christ. And we bless you.